time now for an eyewitness report. And, well, who do we have in studio but Greg Clark? Greg, welcome. How are you doing, man?
Hello, Alex. Thank you very much for having me.
It's good to see you. I feel like it's been a while.
It has been. Yeah, about a year.
About a year, but it was good to have you here with Aaron earlier. And now we got you back as we're talking about the annual Steelhead Derby and auction, which is going on now. Is that right?
It is going on right now. And just talk to your, let your readers know, I'm here for the Middle Rogue Steelheaders. Mm-hmm. We are a local 501c3, and our mission is to conserve and restore the Rogue River and its watershed. We work closely with ODFW, and we do things like angler ed, river cleanups, riparian zone work, where we do tree planting. A lot of work around the valley. The angler ed part's cool. We have one of our most popular ones, the Eggs to Fry program, where we work with ODFW, put aquariums in elementary schools.
Nice.
Get eggs from ODFW. The kids get to watch them hatch and grow up, and then they get to release them in the water. And with any kind of luck, maybe a couple of them survive and make it back.
Definitely.
We also do, on a bigger scale as far as for the fish goes, the smolt acclimation. We've done Skunk Creek before, and it's really nice to hear guides and stuff talking about that they see steelhead, you know, in front of Skunk Creek that have come back from previous smolt acclimations. We've done Jump Off Joe here the last couple of years.
Oh, yes.
And what it involves is we will have a net in there, get a bunch of smolts from ODFW, acclimate them to the water, because, you know, fish, they come back to the area that they think they were born. And in this case, it's Jump Off Joe. Right. And so after about a week, 10 days, we net them all. ODFW provides a truck. We dump them, have to go across the road to dump them into Jump Off Joe, and hopefully we'll start seeing some of those come back.
Definitely.
And carcass tosses, we help with that. Restore nutrients back into the water from fish that were taken up into the hatchery. So
you guys are busy.
Yeah, it's fun work. Hey, most of us that are in the club, one, love to fish, and two, really want to help this valley and the Rogue itself do well. So to fund all of this stuff, we have our goal this year is to raise $25,000 between the Derby and the auction. The Derby is Saturday, March 14th.
Okay. Coming up.
Yep, it is soon. And you can go to our website, which is rogue-steelheaders.org. And there is a tab on there for the Steelhead Derby. You can get all the information you need there on both the Derby and the auction that is running right now.
That's where they can find the items for the auction?
Yes.
Okay.
And as far as for the Derby itself, it's a $100 entry fee. There's a $2,000 payout, $1,000 for first place, $600 for second, $400 for third. And we do encourage catch and release. So when you sign up, either it's easier to do it before that Saturday. You can go to Bradbury's, and we will give you a measuring board. And so you can take a picture of the fish. You know, you can keep it if it's a legal one to keep, or you can just let them go. Just submit the picture, and all is good.
Right.
And so that part is really cool. The other thing that's going on now, and this would interest all your listeners that don't like to fish, if there is such a person. Yeah. But we have an online auction. You can also find that on our website on the Steelhead Derby. And it is going on now. And we have some really cool things in there again this year. We have a brand new Willie's boat all decked out with a trailer. We also this year have like a $15,000 Sotar fishing raft that is on there. Wow. And it's all decked out for fishing. It has a trailer and everything on it.
All the goods.
And, you know, outboard motors, oars, a lot of neat things for fishermen, but a lot that aren't. We had a lot of great wine packages this year. There's grocery packages, entertainment packages.
Something for everybody.
Yeah, something for everybody. Let's see, there's grocery, guided fishing trips, some rods and reels. And so there's toolboxes. So there's stuff for, you know, expensive stuff and not such expensive stuff, but a lot of cool things that would apply to anybody. And anybody can bid on that stuff. You don't need to fish in the Derby to do the auction. You can do it totally separately. And I say it's a great opportunity for people, one, to support the club and support our efforts to help the Valley and help the Rogue.
Definitely. We'll show that support, folks. And that website for them to go to
is www.rogue-steelheaders.org.
Right on. And mark your calendar for the 14th.
Yes.
And what time again does that start?
It starts early. You can we'll meet it if you want to do it in that morning. I think it's like 5 o'clock or so that you can meet at.
Bright and early.
But you don't have to. Start time isn't. I'd have to go look at when the end time. I think it's about 1:30 in the afternoon.
That's the end time.
Yeah. Okay. And so you don't have to go in anyway. If you've gone to Bradbury's or a place like the day before, got the board, paid you all your money and signed the release forms and all that good legal stuff.
Yeah.
You can go out fishing any time in the morning.
Nice.
And you can fish with a guide. You can fish with a friend from boat. You can fish on the shore.
It's pretty flexible.
So it's flexible. Yes.
Nice.
And you don't have to report in the morning. It's just if you want to, if you have a fish in the afternoon, we have a barbecue and there'll be a raffle and prizes and stuff at the fairgrounds in the afternoon. And I think that runs till about 3 or 4.
Oh, okay.
And so
it's a good day excursion.
It
sounds
is.
Like.
And hopefully the weather will be nice.
Yes. Fingers crossed.
For all the people that fished last year, we were lucky. We got Saturday. You could see the river the day we were fishing. That river
lovely.
Was coming up. And I don't know if anybody remembers the following. It rained and it rained
no.
and it rained and it would have been unfishable the next day.
Boy.
So
now, as long as we don't get any hail like we got yesterday, then you
yep.
should be good.
Yep.
Yes, indeed. Well, so, we'll be praying for good conditions. And anything else, Greg, before we get going?
Nope, that's about it. So, like I say, anybody's interested, we meet third Wednesday of the month at the Fruitdale Grange, right across the street here. And it's a good bunch of people. I mean, it's an easy sell for me. I'm not much of a salesman, but I do really believe in the club. And it's a great bunch of people. And if you want to learn how to fish the area, it's a great club. We have river trips. We have lake trips. We have educational, you know, how-to presentations at meetings, and everybody gets fish bragging rights and good
tell
bunch
them
of people.
I got one this big.
Absolutely. I would encourage anybody to give us a thought and come check us out.
Right on. Yeah. Find more on their website again.
Yep. Rogue-steelheaders.org.
The place to go.
O-R-G. Absolutely.
Thank you very much, Greg. You have a good one.
Thank you, Alex.
Sure thing. And a big thank you again to you for listening to this Eyewitness Report right here on KJO.